This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. There's a big story when it comes to cottonseed oil. Tom Weidegardner's with Cotton Incorporated.
What we're going to do is use this good information to target our existing customers, those purchasing agents for the fast food restaurants and the high-end white tablecloth restaurants, and get them feeling much better about their use of cottonseed oil in their fryers. And not worrying so much, but you know, it's kind of hidden. Most people don't know. They go to a restaurant, they eat some French fries or a blooming onion or something, and that's if it's really good, typically it's probably fried in cottonseed oil. And then the next step would be what you're suggesting would be then once we get on a roll here and get a little more health benefit information, then the idea would be to find a way to get it in the grocery store, you know, in places other than Lubbock. I know you can buy it there and a few places in Louisiana and elsewhere, but the idea would be to, you know, get some traction with our existing customers and then probably try to get out to the consumer level. But that's still a few years away, and we've got a lot of work to do to, you know, convince the general consumers that, you know, they need to go looking for cottonseed oil at their grocery store. It has to be there, first of all. But, you know, it's a really good story for cottonseed oil, and it's a real good story for cotton sustainability.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.